What up, Kantians? Welcome back to the I Can't Even podcast. First of all, I just want to apologize for Cabe and I not publishing an episode. We recorded this one probably 2.5 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now. And there's just been a lot of things in the air in my life. And you're not going to hear about it. Well, you're going to hear a tidbit of it in this episode. But we have this one coming out, and then I also have another one that I'm publishing literally right after this. So you guys will be treated with two episodes this week, and then this weekend, another one. So three episodes this week, and then we're going to be right back on track. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is just Cabe and I just shooting the shit, hanging out.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
And we are motherfucking live. Welcome back to the I Can't Even podcast with Lakota and Cabe.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Or morning, or...
Or evening, or midnight, depending on when you're hearing this, because these live forever.
They do. And first off, I just want to start this off with, for all of our listeners, I know how many listeners we have, and you guys have been sleeping on the Daniel Miller episode. That is a good-ass episode. One of my favorites.
Yeah, so, it's my favorite.
If you guys skipped it, like, pause this and go to that and listen to it, because it's really, really good.
Yeah.
I think it's the best interview on here so far, because with Carla Marie and Anthony, I was just so fucking nervous. And when we have them on again, I won't be as nervous because, you know, I know how they're going to play off of me and play off of us. But Daniel Miller, I had no expectations. So I didn't know who he was until that episode.
Yeah, so it was a really good episode. Carla Marie and Anthony was a really good one too, though. Don't shit on that one, Lakota. That was a hell of an episode.
Thank you. No, I mean, that's my favorite episode because those are my idols.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen back. I've listened to it twice now. I like cringe at how like I'm laughing when I like is just for no reason, and it's just because I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Like I'm so fucking nervous. Well, Cabe, I have something fun for you.
Let's hit it.
I have a new game to play.
I had one too. If we didn't have a game today, I was going to suggest one, but we'll go with yours.
Okay. What game did you have?
Would you rather?
that's a fun one. We should play that. We should play that on our first video.
Okay.
One that we do. So this game is as simple as it gets. It's called True or False.
Oh.
So this one's just for you because there's no way for you to play, for me to play. Really, it's just for me to ask you and see how well you know just basic ass trivia.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So first card. So all you have to say is this true or false, right? You just have to declare it.
Mm-hmm.
So ostriches urinate on their legs to keep cool.
True.
That is true. I didn't think you'd get that one.
Kinky.
That is kinky. Queen Isabella of Spain pawned her jewels to pay for Christopher Columbus's trip to the New World.
False.
Yeah, you're a lot smarter than I thought you'd be. All right. Props to you.
It's also 50-50.
It's true. This is true. Okay. A dog and a monkey were the first two animals to be sent into space.
True. I think it was actually it was just a monkey, actually.
That is false.
Yeah.
I think it was, they don't have the answers on here. It just says false. I think it was actually mice.
Oh, interesting.
I think mice were the first, but that's just me like bullshitting.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, well, let me give it a Google. Hold on. First animal in space. Fruit flies.
Well, we were both fucking wrong.
By a lot. A damn fruit fly.
Could you imagine pitching that to some like space NASA director?
At like some flight director, like official ass dude, and you're like, yeah, we want to send up some fruit flies, see what happens. Like
yeah.
What?
See if they still fly and see if they're still into fruit.
Let's hear it.
That's so we'd love to hear. Funny. That is so fucking funny. The largest landlocked country in the world is Mongolia. It is true. Are you cheating?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'll face
Scout's honor.
I am
Scout's honor. Are you really?
Yep.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah, I got out of the Eagles or out of the Boy Scouts like right when shit hit the fan. So I was one of the last honorable ones.
Yeah. I was a Cub Scout for like 2 months.
Cub Scouts was actually pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad. People shit on the Boy Scouts and stuff, and I get why. But also like that made me a lot of why I am the way I am.
Yeah. I think a lot of programs like that are unfortunately led and misguided by very bad people.
There's a lot of really, really, really great people.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. It's been highlighted in the media, of course, of like the scandals that have gone on and like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I think they really are great for building independent skills that you otherwise wouldn't have.
Agreed.
Period. Like if there's an apocalypse, there's two people I'm calling: Bryce Bro, Cape Wyatt. Period. Three people and my stepmom. I wouldn't be surprised if she has like a bunker already. Yeah, in the
I
works. Always,
dude. I'm not like a doomsday plan or anything, but I stay having stuff like kind of ready. like in my car. Like I remember when I first got a car, I would just go to Academy. Because they have so much just cheap camping stuff that's actually nice. And my car, I drove like a GMC Yukon Denali XL. So it was like a massive Suburban.
Dude, that's one hell of a first car.
Dude, yeah. I loved
who
it.
Bought
I wish
you,
I
who bought you that? You bought it?
No, my mom. It was my mom's old car. She just got a new car and gave it to me. It was pretty sick.
Bro, I would have moved out and lived in that car.
I wish I would have been smarter about it. Like, I kept on bitching about it because it was so huge, and I kept wanting to go downtown, and it's so hard to park in, like, a garage, like, for hockey games or something. So I ended up getting an Altima instead, but I loved that car. Like, looking back, I wish that I would have kept it. It was a great car.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, to save money, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It would have been so much cheaper, especially living in Anchorage, Alaska when I was going to college. I mean, I was making enough money. I just wasn't very smart with it.
Yeah, I feel that.
To put away. But that would have been just a great car to sleep in because you really could. You could fit like a queen size bed in the back, dude.
Maybe not a queen, but you could definitely put a full, like a big ass air mattress. Like,
yeah,
you could be comfortable in that car.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And just get a gym membership. That's where you'll shower, brush your teeth.
Yep.
Go get one of those like 24-hour fitness ones.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to do one more card and then we'll get on with the episode.
You bet.
Pumpkins infected with the squash mosaic comovirus can cause people to suffocate on their fumes when cut open.
True.
It's false.
Damn. I was 3 for 4.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, actually, you did. You did really well. You did really well. No, you weren't 3 for 4. You got 2 wrong.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, I have some exciting news to share with the listeners.
You're pregnant.
I am pregnant.
Hell, I am pregnant. Yeah.
The missus and I... No, I'm just kidding. What? That'd be a hell of an episode. I will broadcast.
That would have been news to me.
Yeah, exactly. So as many of the listeners know, I've been in the process with Border Patrol, and unfortunately I do have a history with drugs. I have some debts that I'm still paying off. And so I was under the impression that I could get fast tracked, and instead of it taking 300 days to go through the whole process, it would only take 120. That's not the case. I would have to go through the full 10 months of the hiring process before I can even start at the academy, which is a really
much time.
Yeah, it's a long time, and I'm very grateful for Domino's, but just not where I want to be. Not where I want to be, and I don't want to be there for, you know, what, another... I'm already, what, June, July, August. I'm already like 4 months in, 4.5 months in to the process.
Dang.
So it would take another 5.5 months to get through, and that's still not guaranteed. So I'm like, do I want to go through this hassle, or do I want to look for something that's going to be just as stable and doesn't require me to get shot at for my job? And so I'm like, okay. So I started putting out the word, and my boy Bryce actually may have just hooked something up for me up in Portland, Oregon. And it's a part of the United States where I've always wanted to live, but
don't
never...
know why, don't understand why, but
dude, because I mean, I could find this anywhere, right? Anywhere outside of Texas and some places of Texas. I miss
deep in the heart of Texas.
I miss green, not weed. I miss
I was gonna
green.
Say, there's a lot of green in Texas, dude. I don't know what you're talking. You're about to work Border Patrol. You didn't know that.
No, Dang. no green. Like I miss,
I know
like
the
flowers
nature.
And I miss trees, you know, and the, you know, people here in Laredo and be like, oh, there's trees here. I'm like, yeah, but there's not.
You got
like
a cactus in your front yard.
Right. So I'm not used to this kind of like desert lifestyle where everything is just flat and it's just dirt and cacti. Can't deal with it. So maybe here in the next couple months, I'll be moving up there. It just depends on how fast the union paperwork works out and how fast he can get me on the job site.
He's actually moving to Nashville. He changed his mind just now.
Man, I joked about it with April, but not really jokingly. I'm like, how great would it be if I could just like record with Cabe 2 times a week in person? And, but we're going to make it work now that I'll be like, once I start that job, I'll be making really good money. Flights are cheap. Flights are going to be cheap for a while now. So I'll be flying Cabe's ass up and I'll be going down to Nashville to see some concerts with him and the gang.
Let's go.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yeah, so I'm actually looking at becoming a carpenter, and it's so funny. Like I feel like every like 3 years or so, I'm just looking for something different.
You mean every 3 months?
No, like every 3 years. The Domino's thing was always supposed to be a bridge to something else. That was it. It was just supposed to be a means to an end. And that should be no shock to anyone who ever listens to this. It was never a career choice. That's why every time they're like, hey, do you want to be an assistant manager? No. Why? Because I don't want more responsibility for less pay. Till I know you'll get paid more. I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, I don't think you understand. I'll be missing out on tips, which is like half of my income. They're like, oh yeah, but you can still go on drives. No, I can't. And like, you can't lie to me. I'm smarter. Like, weasel someone else into the position that can't drive.
Yeah, 17-year-old kid.
Yeah. And so, but it was always supposed to be a bridge to another opportunity. I was hoping that would be Border Patrol. And, you know, there was a part of me that just wasn't really super jacked about that job because of the fact that, yes, it's government work, which, you know, I've had a federal job before. And there's great benefits, but it also comes with a cost, right? Like I'm going to be working ridiculous hours as a Border Patrol agent. And they're like, it's around the clock. I'm like, I don't know if I'm down to do that again. Cause I did that at the airport for years. And that's rough. I don't know if Cabe, have you ever worked like a graveyard shift and then the next day worked days?
Hell no.
Dude, it's awful.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound fun.
That's awful. I mean, I had a recent taste of it at Domino's where they were scheduling people to close, right? So on the schedule, it looks perfectly fine. You close up at 1:30 in the morning. You come back at 11 in the morning. And it's like, that's not enough time to do anything. And most of the time, if you're closing at 1:30, that means you're getting off at like 2 or 3. Just depends on how fast you are.
Yeah.
And so
I give a big middle finger to whoever did that. I'm not.
Oh, I did. I chewed their asses out. And if they're listening to this, you know who you are. And they haven't done it since. And if they ever do it again, I won't show up. Like, period. Like you'll see me at 4. I've actually told them that I can't work mornings anymore because of like either prep for this podcast or the CBD business. Because I'm not doing that anymore. But anyways, that's the exciting news is that I may be a carpenter's helper for right now until I get into the union and start my apprenticeship program and start building a career. So for Icon TV listeners, I haven't even told my parents. Hi, moms. I'm probably not going to be a Border Patrol agent. So this is going to be shock to them. I haven't even told them.
Hi, moms. Love that.
If you don't know, I have two moms. That's why I said that. Cave knows that. So, yeah, dude, do you have any exciting news to share with the listeners?
I could just kind of recap my week for you, if you'd like that. I have a pretty funny story about Joe.
Please do, and then I have a story to tell you that's pretty sad.
Oh, God. Do that first. I don't want to.
Okay, yeah,
because I need mood back. I'll bring the mood back up with some funny shit.
So, dude, I fucking killed a squirrel. God damn it. With my car. Like, it was sad. I always try and avoid animals at all costs. I don't want to fucking hit an animal without purpose, right? Like, if that squirrel, like, stole my lunch, like, yeah, I'm gonna hit you, right? Yeah. But, and for people that think I'm, like, anti-hunting, no. Like, that's not what it's about. I just, like, unintentionally ran over a fucking squirrel. A live squirrel and killed him.
Poor guy. And,
oh, dude, it was so sad, bro. It was like, I think it was last week or maybe, yeah, it was last week after we'd already recorded the episode. So I was like, I'll just save for the next one. And I was heading to the post office to send out a CBD shipment. And little guy, like I saw him cross. It was a split road. I saw him cross the other side of the road. And then he was on the median where there's like bushes and trees and stuff like that. And I don't know if he fell. I don't know if he fell out of like one of the palm trees or something, but it looked like he like was like leaped in front of my car, and I've like decapitated him, like donezo. And I almost fucking cried there. I was like, I was driving on. I'm like, I fucking killed a squirrel today. That's a bad thing, like a bad omen. Like squirrels are too cute to just die like that. It was fucking horrible.
I saw a video on Twitter today of a kid, little kid in like a park with like his family or something. And he just had a bottle of water. And this squirrel just walked up. I'll send you the video. But this squirrel just like walked up and was like begging for water. And so the kid gave him the water bottle. Here, it's literally the last video I was watching on Twitter. So that was convenient.
I think I've seen that video.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, so and starts lapping up the water.
Yeah. So.
Dude, squirrels are adorable.
Yeah, they are.
And, I felt so bad. And I told April, and April's like, you're a murderer.
Seriously, there's no worse feeling. Hunting, it's different because it's intentional and it's for game. Like, it's not. People are hunting, like, they eat that meat. Like, you don't kill a white-tailed deer just for shits and giggles. Like,
I'm sure there are some people that do.
I'm sure there are people that do, but when I go hunt, like, that's not my intent. Like, my intent is to either sell the meat or give it to someone or eat it. Like, it's not just going to go to waste. Like, it's not like this thing just lost its life to not be used for anything. But, like, when you see an animal get hit, like somebody's dog, like...
Oh, they're so... It's sad.
It's the saddest thing. It's, like, completely... It ruined my day. Like, my week...
So imagine seeing that on a daily basis.
I do not want to see that ever.
That's how Laredo is. So there's so many stray animals and so many animals that get loose.
Do they do neutering and spay for free down there?
No, I don't think so.
Because I've heard of places like that in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans. I think Joe was telling me about it. So it was probably Lafayette. But Lafayette, Louisiana, they have so many damn stray animals that if you take it into the animal shelter, like they'll give you credit for something. Like it's free.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I no. And, dude, there's so many. There's so many, and I see a dead dog or cat every single day.
That's so sad.
Like a new one. It's not like the same one. Like a new one. And it's the saddest thing, because we have a dog, and we have ferrets. So, like, hitting the squirrel reminded me of, like, running over a fucking ferret, and I was, like, almost, like on the bridge of tears. Like, I really was. And I was just so sad, and... Yeah, dude, seeing a dead dog or a dead cat on the side of the road is, like, the, like, most heart-wrenching thing.
Yeah.
And I can't even say I've become desensitized to it over the 2.5 years that I've been down here.
I don't think you get desensitized to that. I don't know. Maybe you do,
or you're a sociopath. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But
yeah,
dude, it's, I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my sad news. Not much has happened for me this week except for the potential move that I'm like fucking jonesing for, dude. I'm jonesing for hiking. I'm jonesing for at least a couple mountains that are
what
nearby
are you
that I can
jonesing.
Jonesing, bro. I'm jonesing. You never heard that term?
No, I'm not from Alaska.
No, dude. Actually, I think that's from your neck of the woods, bro. Jonesing. I'm jonesing for something.
Okay. Let's well. See. For everyone out there, I'm about to give you an urban dictionary of this. Jonesing
for something.
To have a strong need, desire, or craving for something. She, this is the sentence that it says. This is going to be funny. She, beach, after smoking that weed, I'm jonesing for some grub. Dude, this was posted in 2003.
Yeah, dude, it's an old term.
Dang.
It's an old term. I'm surprised you haven't heard it. It's either from your neck of the woods or like after reading that now, it sounds like it's from like the Bronx or some shit.
I don't know.
But anyways, I'll be able to hike. There's going to be like a mild winter with a lot of rain, some snow maybe.
Yeah. And a lot of rain.
Dude, I love the rain. I absolutely, and I'll be working out in it. I'll be in the carpentry program, so I'll be working outside in it. I love the rain.
Dude, I
love it. I love it.
It ruins my day.
Snow ruins my day.
Really?
Snow. Yeah, when it dumps like 10 fucking feet overnight, and you have to go clear off your car, and it's super cold, and everything's freezing to the window. And
I didn't know they had snow like that in Laredo.
No, I'm talking about when I lived in Alaska.
Obviously.
Because I guess a lot of people already know this, especially like my friends. Again, my mom's didn't know this, but my little brother was initially offering me a job to go up to Alaska to work basically the same thing, just not with a union, and then also work at the airport with the company that he works for. He does two jobs, and like at first I got real excited, and then I thought about it some more. I'm like, No. I was looking at apartments in Anchorage, all shit. Unless you want to pay like top dollar, like over $2,500 a month. No, thank you. And there's just, I'm not ready to like, I feel like it would be like moving backwards. Like I've already moved backwards enough by leaving sales and going to Domino's. I'm like, I want to move forward. I want to go to a new city, explore it with my wife, be able to drive to other towns. And other states, because Texas is so damn big that it's hard to go to another state. Like each state is at least like a 8 or 10 hour drive. So it feels like you're in Alaska. So isolated.
Yeah.
That shit. Anyways, tell me your story.
So, let me just think of like recapping my week. Sorry, I just got a notification on my phone that there was a plane crash. In McMinnville, which is close by. Like it was a small plane and a lot of my friends are pilots and they go to McMinnville quite a bit. So I don't know.
I hope everything's about. Okay.
Yeah, I hope it's all good. But
do you want to pause this and text them real quick?
Nah, we're good.
Okay.
Nah, we good. So I guess Monday's when we recorded the podcast. Tuesday really did nothing. Actually, so Tuesday we're building a shed at the fraternity house right now because we're about to fix up our lawnmower for good and like get it going to where it should be. Like it's a piece of shit, but we're fixing it up. And we bought a shed from Home Depot for like $300 to set up. It's like 8 foot by 10 foot by 6 foot tall. So it's going to be like a decently sized shed, like enough room for the lawnmower and all our weed eaters and all our tools and stuff to go so that it can be protected from the rain and drunk people at parties and stuff. So we were building it, and as you basically just work from the top of the box to the bottom, and we had gotten through all the sheet metal and stuff, pulling it out like the metal sheeting for the outside of the shed, and we got to the very bottom, and like 5 or 6 of the freaking pieces were completely bent and like not usable at all. So we had to take it back, and we're just going to build one now, so that kind of sucked. But
You're almost done with it, though?
I mean, we were almost done. I'd say we were a good 60% done. And it had taken us, we had probably worked on it for 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, I remember the day you were working on it.
Dude, it took so
I called you like 3 times and you weren't available.
Yeah.
That was
one of 3 days that we had worked on it, like seriously for a good amount of time. It just really pisses me off. I can't believe that happened. But last week too, I think Wednesday, me and Joe set a time, Joe Bryson. We set a time to go in with the producer on Sunday so that Joe could cut a new song. And this is pretty funny. I'll get there in a second, actually. I'm going to tell you what we did on Saturday. So Saturday, I don't know if anybody knows what Topgolf is. Do you know what Topgolf is, Lakota?
Hells yeah. I love Topgolf.
Topgolf is some of the most fun like you can have, honestly. Like just sheer... It's basically like a driving range, but there's holes, like big holes that you try and hit it into and you get points and stuff.
Let's recap because not everybody's a golfer. Though yeah. Not everybody likes doing that shit. But if you're a golfer or you're interested in like hitting the shit out of balls.
Yeah.
That is the best place to be. You get to drink and eat and hang out with a group of people and smack around balls.
Yeah, I know people that don't even like golfing, and they'll go and they have a freaking blast just because it's that much fun.
But, I guess it depends on who you go with, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's the group of people. It's all about who you're around.
Yeah, that's true, man. So that's for life.
It's all about the people around you, bro. So Saturday, I got to Joe's house in Nashville. He lives like 40 minutes away because I live kind of out of Nashville. But we got to Joe's house at like 1. We were watching the MTSU Army football game. MTSU got absolutely clapped. One of our good friends, one of my fraternity brothers, is on the team. And it was horrible. They got beat 42-0.
God damn. Dude,
they got absolutely curb stomped. It was horrible. But then,
there's no mercy rule? Like, hey, can we just end this? No, can we just end this?
Not in college. No, God, these dudes are ruthless. They played at West Point, too. So that was kind of cool, actually, that JR got to go up there and experience West Point, because I've heard it's freaking beautiful. But
I've been to the Naval Academy. I haven't been to West Point.
I have a
buddy
that went to the Naval Academy. I've never seen it. I want to go up there and just, like, kind of visit and see a football game there. Like, I've heard it's unreal to be at the games. Just like the atmosphere, because it's all the cadets. There's like 4,500 cadets or something.
Yeah, and that and Annapolis. Is that how you say it? Fuck, I don't know.
The Naval Academy is in Annapolis. I don't know where.
Annapolis. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it is. Gary's from
there. Fuck. I lived in Maryland, and I don't know.
That's funny.
God damn it.
That's funny.
I lived in Maryland for like 7 years.
That's hilarious.
And I've been there. I've met the mayor of the town.
That's funny.
Or the city. And I still have no idea.
But we watched the rest of the game. And then, of course, we started drinking because we were planning to go to Topgolf. And three of our friends came down from Kentucky to come with us and like hang out and whatever. And then we were going to go to the studio Sunday. So that night, we get to Topgolf and they're not accepting walk-ins. So we're like, shit, I'm already like 10 deep. Like, I'm feeling myself. And then we end up going to a burger place, going back to Joe's. And then Sophie was sober, our friend Sophie. So she just drove us around town and we just jammed the music at like 10 o'clock at night. It was actually really, really fun. It kind of felt like high school again. So that's what we did. And then Sunday we woke up. We were supposed to go to the studio to cut this song for Joe. And he got into the booth. I had never heard the lyrics. I had only heard the track, like the instrumentation of it.
Okay.
And dude starts playing the song. The producer starts playing the song. Hold on. I had to clear my throat. Producer starts playing the song and Joe starts singing. First off, it is not within Joe's like range. Like the song was not, like he could barely get through the verse. And if you can't get through the verse of a song, the chorus is even higher. So we got to the chorus. And at first I thought it was just like Joe's probably just hungover. Like it's the alcohol. We'll give him a little bit. We'll give him some tea or something. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to the lyrics and I told the producer while Joe was singing, I was like, Elton, dude, this song is shit. Like the songwriting on this is horrible. Like not a fan of this at all, dude. He's like, yeah, man. Like this is the first time we'd met this producer. So I think he was trying to be a yes man and just like be positive. But I was like, no, dude, like like, this is horrible. This is not a good song. Like, this is not what we need to be putting out. And then Joe said it. Like, Joe said that through the mic. Like, once we stopped recording, like, the third time we ran through. And I was like, thank God he thinks so, too. Good God.
Did he write it?
Yeah, he wrote it, like, 2 months ago. But he didn't sing the demo. So, basically, when you write a song, those who don't know, a lot of the times in Nashville, it's people that you have no connection to that write the song and it gets pitched to you. But Joe writes all of his stuff. So he wrote this song with two or three other guys, and one of the other guys sang the demo. And funny enough, this is actually a super small world. So the guy that built the track, meaning he was the one that played all the guitars and all the basses and stuff, usually they'll outsource the guys that play drums. Because it's really hard to mic and record drums. So he actually sent this track to Elton Charles, who ended up being the guy doing the engineering on the song. Completely small world. We had no connection to him. He just somehow ended up being the guy that we were in the studio with. But when you write...
That is a small world.
It was super funny, dude. He told us like 5 small world stories. I was just like, dude, this town is crazy. But when you write... Or usually when you write it and it's going to be you cutting the song, you'll sing the demo. But it was a different guy singing the demo. So it was like 2 keys higher than it needed to be. So it just did not work, like, at all. And I thought it was just kind of a cop-out song, too. Like, there was no true, like, depth to the lyrics or anything. And Joe agreed. So we're just going to go cut something else soon.
Good. And if you guys don't know, it's Joe Bryson, right?
Joe Bryson. Yep. Look him up on Spotify.
He's growing.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty big. He's getting a name for himself.
Yeah, no, he actually just paid me for last month, which he's actually not supposed to do because I technically am not supposed to get any of the money from publishing, meaning like song royalties. But he just wanted to pay me. So he sent me like $45, which is not a lot of money, but it's pretty cool to actually be getting paid from it.
Well, it's just like making money on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like for listeners that don't know, I've made $18.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a lot of money. So I do this. I don't do this for money. And we're actually, Cabe and I are going to be launching some merchandise. And we'll announce it on here so that you guys can
support.
You know, help support. I need to get a new mic. It's time for an upgrade from the USB to an XLR. And I need an interface and stuff like that. And, you know, that shit costs money.
Yeah, so, it ain't free.
Nope. So we'll be launching merchandise. If you guys follow the Instagram, I Can't Even Podcast, you've seen the some of the shirt designs that we've put together. My wife actually printed them. She did a really good job. And then
shouts to April.
And shout out to Sarah Fox. I think that's... Yeah, it's so bad. It's April's cousin. I should know her name. Sarah Fox. It is Sarah Fox.
That's kind of similar to living in a state for 7 years and not knowing one of the biggest cities in it. Huh?
Yep. That's kind of how my memory works. But I, you know, she's actually the one that created the I Can't Even logo, the new one. And it's a dope ass logo. We've gotten a lot of compliments. It's very minimalistic. It's very simple, but it works. And I've gotten a lot of compliments on Instagram from other podcasters and designers that dig it. So shout out to her. She has like her own like logo design business that I'll put in the description for you guys, so you guys can follow her on Instagram or her website or whatever. And she's super affordable. So, but yeah, we're gonna come out with that. So. If you guys are wanting to support us, there's also another way to support us. Shameless plug.
Venmo.
You can Venmo us. There's also like a less sketchy way of doing it where he's like, okay, I'm just going to Venmo this dude some random money.
Venmo is not sketchy. Get out of here.
It's not sketchy, the platform itself, but just like asking people to Venmo us money.
No, Venmo
seems sketchy.
No, it's not. It's not sketchy at all. Completely legal. Only one of the table.
No, not like that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it just seems wrong to just be like, hey, Venmo us.
It is a little bit wrong.
Yeah. And just send us you know, Cash App us, Venmo. We're going to start an OnlyFans, see some lewd photos.
We're starting an OnlyFans. That's the big announcement.
Yep. No, there's another way. So if you go to the main webpage, anchor.fm/icontiven, you can actually support us monthly. So there's like a 99 cent monthly pledge. There's a $4.99 and a $9.99 monthly pledge. And for anyone who ever pledges any money to us, you'll be considered a producer, because that money goes to helping us build up our equipment, get advertising out. We're starting to save money. I know I am. Cape's still in college, so I'm not worried about him like saving money.
Yeah, I'll
for
be honest.
Kind of
I'm eating peanut butter crackers for my meals today. So yeah, we're balling on a budget over here.
Yeah, and so when I get this new job, it'll be me like bankrolling a lot. But we want to do some live events for you guys, especially for like our fans in Nashville. We have fans all over the world, which is really cool. Unfortunately, we'll not be able to go international with a live event yet. But we have a lot of fans in the Seattle area, Anchorage, Maryland. So in the Frederick, Maryland area. So shout out to all you guys. We will definitely plan some live events for you guys and have some pretty cool guests on. But that all costs money. So if you want to see something like that and you want to, you know, hear better audio coming out, especially from me, Cabe's on a very nice microphone.
Shout out to Sex Wax for letting me borrow his microphone. It's also his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Sex Wax.
Hells yeah. So yeah. I mean, that was my little shameless plug just to kind of like help us out any way you can. We're going to have shirts. I'm trying to get a patch done so we can do like patches for backpacks.
That would be sick.
Yeah, hats. I have koozies.
Guitar picks.
We'll be selling koozies. Not a bad idea, actually. Not a bad idea. I'll have to look at.
They're cheap.
How we go about doing that. Yeah, I'm just thinking of how to print on it.
It's easy to do. I know a guy that does it.
Well, April can do it too. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so April, my wife, shout out. If you guys haven't seen the stuff she does with her designs, it's awesome. Just recently, did you see that picture I posted where she on Facebook? Where she turned our bullet casings from our anniversary shooting into a shadow box.
Ooh, interesting. I'll go take a look. Hold on.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook. She made like a heart out of it and like all that. It was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's April's SF Boutiques, I think. Shit. I should know that too. But I'll put that in the link as well or in the description for you guys.
Sick. Hold on.
Yes.
Can't find it.
Can't find it?
No.
It's all on the Facebooks.
Facebook is so damn complicated to me.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I see it. Oh, that's dope.
Right?
Yeah.
So she does all these cool designs and stuff, and so she's the one that's gonna be for the most part. So I originally, listeners probably don't want to hear this, but I think it's fun to talk about. I've been looking for different ways to merchandise for, you know, very minimum cost up front.
Yeah.
And a lot of content creators use Teespring, and they use it for obvious reasons. It's free to use. You just put up a logo, and basically when someone buys merchandise from you, Teespring will fulfill that order and take their cut and then give you the rest.
Sick.
Yeah. So I pitched that to April, and she goes, "Why are you trying to take business away from me?" I'm like, whoa,
dude.
I wasn't trying to. I was just trying to think of like, you know, a cheaper way of doing it, so we don't have to cover any upfront costs. Yeah. And so, you know, we'll probably still use a blend of both, because Teespring, like for the shirts, for like just for full disclaimer, guys, they're gonna be from Walmart. I don't have much money. They're comfortable. I love the shirts that we have, but they're not like.
Also, with him saying that, most merch is like Gildan t-shirts. Like, it's not like any merch you buy from a music artist or anything is anything crazy. Just FYI. Most merch is like the cheapest shirts possible.
Yeah, and they have to be because that shit gets expensive.
Yeah.
And you never know how many people are going to buy it. But Teespring has some, like, you know, they have some decent quality stuff that content creators use, like Hot Ones from YouTube. They use Teespring. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be a mixture of both. I definitely want to get hoodies. Bro, talking about hoodies, I'm going to finally be able to wear hoodies when I live up in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was hoodie weather last night. We had a mini bonfire. It was literally just like five of us sitting outside.
That's awesome.
And I put on a damn hoodie. I put on a crew neck sweatshirt. It was like 58 degrees or something. It was like magical. Like I love the crisp, cool weather. Like, you know, this is super nostalgic for me. I don't know what it was like when you were growing up, like in Alaska or whatever. Mm-hmm. You went to high school in Alaska, right?
I went to high school in Maryland and Alaska.
Okay. Yeah. So you probably experienced this in Maryland a little earlier than I did, but like when you would wake up, like your sophomore year of high school, and it's just a super crisp morning. You're about to drive your ass to school. It's like late September. The sun is beaming through, but it's like 58 degrees or 55 degrees. And you just walk outside and take a deep breath. And like there's maybe some fresh cut grass because it's football season or something. And it's like, damn, life is good. It was kind of like that, but it was at nighttime.
I experienced that a lot. I didn't drive until I was out of high school. Fun fact, I didn't get my driver's license until I was 18.
Damn.
I didn't need to.
Yeah.
I literally didn't need to. Where I went to school at Diamond High School, I went my junior and senior year.
Yeah.
It was like a 10-minute walk. Like the bus stop was a 10-minute walk from my house. And then the bus ride was like a 5-minute ride.
Dang.
That's it.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't need to drive, and I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to spend the money. I was working at Joann Fabrics.
Was your school in the city?
In Anchorage?
Yeah. Like, was it like it was in town?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why? I mean, they're all in town.
No, I mean, mine wasn't. My school's in BFE, actually, like probably 15 minutes out of town. Like it was in the
country. Yeah. No. So ours was, for people that are familiar with Anchorage, it was in like the South Side, Diamond Side. So not fully south.
I'm super familiar with that.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lot of listeners that are.
No, I was kidding. I'm not familiar with that.
I don't even actually need to describe it to people that are familiar with Anchorage. So they'll be like, yeah, fucking idiot. Like, we grew up here.
Yeah.
Like, we know where you went. It was so fucking close. And I lived right behind the Fred Meyers, and behind my work too. So I worked at Joann Fabrics. I purposely applied there because it was like a 15-minute walk for me.
Clutch.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't need to drive. And when I did start driving, I missed this old car. Now that I don't have a car, I'm like, man, I fucking wish I had my 91 Toyota Corolla.
Damn, a 91 Corolla.
I missed that car. That was such a, it wasn't the nicest car.
It had a cassette player in it, didn't it?
It did have a cassette player, and guess who had some cassettes, baby? This guy.
For all you listeners out there, a cassette was music on a tape that you would actually have to rewind. And you might be surprised as to why I know that, because I'm only 20 years old. But my dad had a lot of cassettes.
Cassettes were awesome, man. I had a Bob Marley one. I had...
Totally could have guessed that.
Yeah. I had an Elton John one.
Interesting.
I love Elton John. Who else did I have? I had some classical music. I don't remember who. I think it was Tchaikovsky, but I can't remember. Yeah. Who else? I didn't have many cassettes, but I did have like a handful, and I'm trying to remember if it was like Stone Temple Pilots or Nirvana, but I think I had those on CDs, not cassettes. I don't remember. Hey, which one do you prefer, CDs or cassettes?
Are you kidding? CDs.
No. CDs nuts, baby.
You're an idiot.
I'm so fucking dumb.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We're logging off due to sheer stupidity. Jeez. Yep.
No, I mean, actually, I do have to go. We just wanted to put out a quick episode for you guys.
You know, just shooting the shit, bruh.
That's it. These episodes are going to be around the hour mark, like 45 to an hour, for the purpose of just updating you guys on what we're up to.
For all of you on your commutes, any truck drivers out there, if you're a truck driver out there, give us a big honk honk, you know, hit us on the gram.
Yep. Oh, hey, actually, I want to clarify something. You made a hyperbolic statement the first time we made the big announcement.
Okay.
Nobody was tweeting about us. You said we listened to all the Twitter and like
I said everyone that.
DMing us. Yeah. And I was like, I just let it go. And I'm like, I've been waiting for the right moment to be like, that's not fucking true at all.
That's what all the podcasts say. You make it sound like it's bigger than it is. Don't tell everybody our damn secrets.
I'd rather be authentic.
Dude.
Fuck it.
Dude.
We got a small, very loyal base of fans.
That hit us in the DMs and tweets at us and emails us. And actually, they called me yesterday. One of them did. His name was Steven. Yeah. Pretty cool guy. Yeah.
Steven Tyler, I think it was.
Yeah. He said he was from some random band. Dude. He said he's in a band in like the 70s and 80s. I don't know. Aerosmith, I think. It was interesting. It was a cool call. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, a lot.
That'll be our next guest. Just some like Steven Tyler impersonator.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
This is going to be Harvey.
It's going to be John David.
That's ridiculous. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. Cabe, love you, bro.
Love you too, brother.
And I'll talk to you later.
See you, people.
Peace.
All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you found this, and turn on notifications so that you never miss a new episode each week. This episode, surprise, surprise, was brought to you by PhilosApothecary.com. If you have dealt with stress, anxiety, and body aches, now is the time to try their Deep Relief Full Spectrum CBD Oil. CBD is nature's anti-inflammatory and has been scientifically proven to help with overall general inflammation in the body. The full spectrum CBD oil also packs a huge punch when it comes to combating daily stresses and anxiety. This stuff is for real. I use this every morning and sometimes at night as well to help with anything. And I'm using more of a CBD isolate, but the full spectrum is amazing. And we will be offering the isolate very, very soon. Hopefully sooner than I'm expecting. But you can visit them at PhilosApothecary.com to pick up a bottle of CBD oil for yourself. And of course, use promo code ICONTEVEN at checkout to receive 15% off and free shipping only in the US right now. You can find us on social media. All links will be in the description. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll chat with y'all next time, which will be here in like, just click next. There's going to be a new episode. Peace.